tying the bell on the cat. An age-old problem for mice is cats. It is the cat's nature to chase and devour mice, sometimes to ease their hunger, but many times just for the sport of the chase. But this fact of life was certainly no sport for the mice, who had to be constantly on guard for cats, who could be stealthy and silent and pounce at any time. One group of mice was so terrorized by the cat in their neighborhood that they held a council meeting to see what might be done to outwit this cat and save themselves from being chased and eaten. There are many voices to be heard in such meetings, and every mouse has his say, some encouraging one solution to the cat problem and some encouraging another. At long last, a young mouse stood up and said he believed he had an answer to the problem, and asked for the indulgence of the other mice while he explained. "The crux of the problem we have before us," he said after clearing his throat, "is that this cat is particularly sneaky, particularly quiet, and particularly successful at catching us off our game. He has made a supper of many a one of us, and it is all because we cannot hear him coming. If we could, why, we could seek safety and shelter and be out of harm's way. A sound that signals the approach of the cat will allow us time to escape its clutches. Therefore, I propose that we purchase a small bell with a ribbon and find a way to tie the bell around the neck of the cat. Every time the cat walks, we will hear the ding-a-ling-a-ling of the bell and be able to run for our lives. Belling the cat could save all of Mice-dom." The mice applauded this grand idea and patted the young mouse on the back and harumphed in many speeches that evening how brilliant and clever he was to come up with such a wise solution, and at such a young age. This went on for quite some time, until one of the mice elders stood and said, "I have a question about this belling of the cat. I agree that this is a splendid idea, but just which one of you is brave enough to tie the bell round the cat's neck? Please raise your hand if you will take this job." The mice grew very quiet, and not a one of them raised his hand. "Just as I thought," said the old and wise mouse. "It is easy to propose remedies that can't be done. Perhaps it would be wiser to come up with a remedy that can be carried out."